Beginning of the End, Chapter 5, The First Murderer and His Victim. This chapter is based on Genesis chapter 4, verses 1 to 15. Cain and Abel, the sons of Adam, were very different in character. Abel saw justice and mercy in the Creator's dealings with the fallen race, and he gratefully accepted the hope of redemption. But Cain permitted his mind to run in the same channel that led to Satan's fall, questioning the divine justice and authority. These brothers were tested to prove whether they would believe and obey the word of God. They understood the system of offerings that God had ordained. They knew they were to express faith in the Savior whom the offerings typified, and at the same time to acknowledge total dependence on Him for pardon. Without the shedding of blood, there could be no forgiveness of sin. They were to show their faith in the blood of Christ as the promised atonement by offering the firstborn of the flock in sacrifice. The two brothers erected their altars alike, and each brought an offering. Abel presented a sacrifice from the flock of sheep, and the Lord respected Abel and his offering. Genesis chapter 4, verse 4. Fire flashed from heaven and consumed the sacrifice. But Cain, disregarding the Lord's direct command, presented only an offering of fruit. There was no sign from heaven to show that it was accepted. Abel pleaded with his brother to approach God in the divinely prescribed way, but his appeals made Cain the more determined to follow his own will. As the eldest, he despised his brother's counsel. Cain came before God with resentment in his heart. His gift expressed no real sorrow for sin, for it would be an admission of weakness to follow the exact plan marked out by God, of trusting his salvation completely to the atonement of the promised Savior. He would come in his own merits. He would not bring the lamb and mingle its blood with his offering, but would present his fruits, the products of his labor, as a favor done to God. Cain obeyed in the building of an altar, obeyed in bringing a sacrifice, but gave only partial obedience. The essence, the recognition of the need of a Redeemer, was left out. Both of these brothers were sinners, and both acknowledged the claims of God to reverence and worship. To outward appearance, their religion was the same up to a certain point, but beyond this, the difference was great. The great difference between Cain and Abel. By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 4. Abel saw himself as a sinner, and he saw sin and its penalty, death, standing between his soul and God. He brought the slain lamb, thus acknowledging the claims of the law that had been violated. Through the shed blood, he looked to Christ dying on the cross. Trusting in the atonement to be made there, he had the assurance that he was righteous and his offering accepted. Cain had the same opportunity of accepting these truths as had Abel. God had not chosen one brother to be accepted and the other rejected. Abel chose faith and obedience. Cain, unbelief and rebellion. Cain and Abel represent two classes that will exist till the close of time. One accepts the appointed sacrifice for sin, the other depend on their own merits. Those who feel no need of the blood of Christ, who feel that they can secure the approval of God by their own works, are making the same mistake as did Cain. Nearly every false religion has been based on the same principle, that man can depend upon his own efforts for salvation. It is claimed by some that the human race can refine, elevate, and regenerate itself. As Cain thought to obtain divine favor by an offering that lacked the blood of a sacrifice, so do these expect to exalt humanity to the divine standard, independent of the atonement of Jesus. The history of Cain shows that humanity does not tend upward toward the divine, but downward toward the satanic. Christ is our only hope. See Acts chapter 4, verse 12. True faith will be shown by obedience to all the requirements of God. From Adam's day to the present, the great controversy has been over the obedience to God's law. In all ages, there have been those who claimed a right to the favor of God while disregarding some of his commands. But by works, faith was made perfect, and without the works of obedience, faith is dead. James chapter 2, verses 22 and 17. Anyone who professes to know God and does not keep his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. 1 John chapter 2, verse 4. When Cain saw that his offering was rejected, he was angry that God did not accept his substitute in place of the sacrifice divinely ordained, and he was angry with his brother for choosing to obey God instead of joining in rebellion against him. God did not leave him to himself, but stooped to reason with the man who had shown himself so unreasonable. Why are you angry, and why has your countenance fallen? If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin lies at the door. If he would trust to the merits of the promised Savior and obey God's requirements, he would enjoy God's favor. But if he persisted in unbelief and sin, he would have no ground to complain that he was rejected by the Lord. Instead of acknowledging his sin, Cain continued to complain about the unfairness of God and to cherish jealousy and hatred of Abel. In meekness, yet firmly, Abel defended the justice and goodness of God. He pointed out Cain's error and tried to convince him that the wrong was in himself. He pointed to the compassion of God in sparing the life of their parents when he might have punished them with instant death. He urged that God loved them or he would not have given his son, innocent and holy, to suffer the penalty that they had earned. All this caused Cain's anger to burn the hotter. Reason and conscience told him that Abel was right, but he was angry that he could gain no sympathy in his rebellion. So, in a fury, he killed his brother. So, in all ages, the wicked have hated those who were better than themselves. Everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. John chapter 3, verse 20. The murder of Abel was the first example of the enmity between the serpent and the seed of the woman, between Satan and his subjects, and Christ and his followers. Whenever through faith in the Lamb of God a person refuses to be a slave to sin, Satan's anger is kindled. The holy life of Abel testified against Satan's claim that it is impossible for human beings to keep God's law. When Cain saw that he could not control Abel, he was so enraged that he destroyed his life. And wherever anyone stands in defense of the law of God, the same spirit will be manifested. But every martyr of Jesus has died a conqueror. See Revelation chapter 12, verses 9 and 11. Cain, the murderer, was soon called to answer for his crime. The Lord said to Cain, "Where is Abel, your brother?" He said, "I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper?" He resorted to falsehood to conceal his guilt. The punishment of Cain. Again the Lord said to Cain, "What have you done? The voice of your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground." Cain had had time to reflect. He knew the terrible nature of the deed he had done and the falsehood he had spoken to conceal it, but he was still rebellious, and the consequences were no longer postponed. The divine voice pronounced the terrible words, "So now you are cursed from the earth, which has opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. When you till the ground, it shall no longer yield its strength to you. A fugitive and a vagabond you shall be on the earth." A merciful Creator still spared Cain's life and granted him opportunity for repentance. But Cain lived only to harden his heart, to encourage rebellion against divine authority, and to be the head of a line of bold sinners. His influence exerted demoralizing power until the earth became so corrupt and filled with violence that it needed to be destroyed. The dark history of Cain and his descendants was an illustration of what would have been the result of permitting the sinner to live on forever, to carry out his rebellion against God. The patience of God only made the wicked more bold and defiant. 15 centuries after the sentence pronounced upon Cain, crime and pollution flooded the earth. It became clear that the sentence of death on the fallen race was just and merciful. The longer people lived in sin, the more degraded and reckless they became. Satan is constantly at work to misrepresent the character and government of God, and to hold the inhabitants of the world under his deception. God sees the end from the beginning. His plans were far-reaching and comprehensive, not merely to put down the rebellion, but to demonstrate to all the universe its nature, fully establishing his wisdom and righteousness in his dealings with evil. The inhabitants of other worlds were watching with the deepest interest the condition of the world before the flood. They saw the results of the kind of rule that Lucifer had tried to establish in heaven, in casting aside the law of God. The thoughts of human hearts were only evil, continually. Genesis chapter 6, verse 5. At war with the divine principles of purity, peace, and love. It was an example of awful wickedness. By the facts unfolded in the great controversy, God carries with him the sympathy of the whole universe as step by step his great plan advances to its fulfillment in the final complete destruction of rebellion. It will be seen that all who have rejected the divine precepts have placed themselves on the side of Satan, in warfare against Christ. When the prince of this world shall be judged, and all who have united with him shall share his fate, the whole universe will declare, "Just and true are your ways, O King of the saints." Revelation chapter 15, verse 3.